Chapter 5. The Unfriendly King. Now Dr. Doolittle needed to find the sick monkeys. The group began walking, and they soon met a man. He said they would have to ask the king if they could stay on this land. The man took them to the king's palace. This king did not trust strangers. Once before, strangers had come to his land. They killed a lot of elephants, and they stole the king's gold. The king thought that Dr. Doolittle would do the same thing. So the king put him and his animals in jail. How could the doctor help the monkeys now? Polynesia came up with a plan. She was small enough to get out through the window. At night, when everyone was asleep, she flew out of the window. She went into the king's room. She hid under his bed and pretended to be Dr. Doolittle. "I am Dr. Doolittle," said the parrot, just the way the doctor would have said it.
"What are you doing in my bedroom?" cried the king. "Where are you? I don't see you."
"Foolish king," answered Polynesia. "Of course you cannot see me. I have made myself invisible. There is nothing I cannot do. Now listen to me. If you don't let me and my animals go, I will make you and all your people sick. I can make people well, but I can make people sick, too. Tell your soldiers to open the jail door right away. If you don't, you will be sick by morning."
The king was very afraid. He jumped out of bed to tell his soldiers to open the jail door. Soon, the doctor and all his animals were on their way again to the monkeys.